Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 19th, 2024 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Singapore. Late last week, Watchtower Labs did release details regarding two so far unpatched vulnerabilities in Citrix's virtual apps and desktops. The reason for this particular product to exist is that it essentially allows a solution to remotely access desktop applications, and often this is used for remote workers in order to allow them access to these applications without actually exposing any data on these remote desktops to the remote workers' machine. To better protect the confidentiality of the data on this virtual desktop. One feature provided by the solution is the ability also to record any desktop sessions. That is, for example, useful for support, where support wants to see what exactly happened on a particular user system, but also just to monitor what remote workers are. The vulnerability that Watchtower found is related to the ability to then review these remote sessions. One of the functions being used here is susceptible to a deserialization vulnerability. Well, that vulnerability apparently can be exploited without even authenticating to the system. What we see now is that this particular vulnerability is actively being exploited. We saw a good number of exploit attempts hit a particular honeypot of ours. The code they're trying to execute is very typical. It's basically trying to download additional malware, apparently, from a remote site. I wasn't able to retrieve the actual malware that was being offered here. I'm just getting a 404. It's possible that the attacker actually doesn't have a file there, but is just looking for any IP addresses that are reaching out to this particular URL. Citrix also just released a patch for this vulnerability. Look out for the Citrix session recording hotfix. A link to Citrix's security bulletin about this vulnerability will also be added to the show notes. And App Omni published a blog post how many websites created using Microsoft Power Pages are unintentionally exposing sensitive data. The problem here is not so much a bug in Microsoft Power Pages, it's more how inexperienced users are applying Microsoft Power Pages. The goal of the tool is to take a low-code approach, basically a software as a service approach in order to build data-driven websites. But the way the different access level and the access restrictions are working isn't quite obvious to many users. And as a result, they end up exposing more data than they intend to. This is something that you probably should review if some of your users are creating pages with Microsoft Power Pages. Given that it's easy to create these pages, you often have users that don't necessarily have the detailed technical background on access control and authentication, create these pages and expose this data unintentionally. The App Omni blog post also has additional background in how all of these access control rules actually work and how to apply them correctly. And we also have updates for Soho Corp's Manage Engine 80 Audit Plus. This latest update fixes a SQL injection attack. While it does require authentication, an authenticated user at any user level is able to execute arbitrary SQL commands. With that, they can then, of course, access sensitive data in the database, but they're also able to manipulate and delete critical data, which can then also lead to a privilege escalation. Patches have been made available and are part of AD Audit Plus build 8.1.2.3. And that's it for today. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm in Singapore this week. On Wednesday evening, we do have a community night here at Singapore that's open to anybody. You just need to pre-register, and I'll be talking a little bit about Internet Storm Center during my talk at this community night against Wednesday evening, and you must pre-register on the SANS website. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.